With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump has left the hospital in Pennsylvania after an assassination attempt on his life at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, earlier yesterday afternoon. Correspondent Greg Clugston has more from Milwaukee.
A political rally turned into a chaotic crime scene when Trump was shot just a few minutes into his speech. Blood could be seen on the former president's face as he was rushed away by Secret Service officers. The gunman was shot and killed by authorities. In a statement on social media, Trump wrote that he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear. Trump extended condolences to the family of the deceased spectator and the other attendee who was injured. He closed his statement by saying, "God bless America." Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Speaker Mike Johnson reacts to the news of the assassination attempt of the former president. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson issued the following statement after shots were fired at President Trump at a rally in Britain, Pennsylvania. Quote, "Kelly and I are praying for President Trump and all the attendees of the campaign rally today in Pennsylvania, and we send our gratitude to the law enforcement who responded to the scene." He continued, quote, "I have been briefed by law enforcement and I'm continuing to monitor the developments. This horrific act of violence at a peaceful campaign rally has no place in this country and should be unanimously and forcefully condemned." I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has delivered brief remarks to the nation to condemn the shooting. More from Butler, Pennsylvania.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this.
Conservative groups are systematically attempting to challenge large numbers of voter registrations across the country before the presidential election. The strategy is part of a wider effort raising questions about the integrity of this year's election. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artwork since confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. Recapping, former President Donald Trump leaving a hospital in Pennsylvania after an assassination attempt on his life at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday afternoon. President Biden says political violence in America is not appropriate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said the Trump rally should have been a peaceful event.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. I mean, everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
He described this kind of violence as sick. Mr. Biden, who thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement officials, said it appears that Trump is doing well.
Again, the former president leaving a hospital in Pennsylvania after the attempt on his life earlier this afternoon in Butler, Pennsylvania. The former president is scheduled to be at Monday's Republican National event, which is still scheduled. He is expected to attend Monday's Republican National event. This is SRN News.